just to recap. What we spoke about last few days ago, we ended off with two questions. One question is tefillah. Tefillah, we look at tefillah as an avodah. It's an avodah. La'avdei b'chalav avchem, eizah avodah, zu tefillah. It's an avodah. We're giving the Ribbono Shel'olam something. When I daven Shmona Esra, I pat myself on the back and I said I did a good day's work. I deserve something for it. The truth of the matter is the Ribbono Shel'olam doesn't need our tefillahs. What are you going to give him that he doesn't have? He doesn't need our tefillahs. What avodah are we doing that gives the Ribbono Shel'olam something when we daven? You're going to answer me nothing. The Ribbono Shel'olam doesn't get anything from it. Elamai, tefillah, was made for us. We get something from it. Does that make sense? That means when you daven to the Ribbono Shel'olam, chat is your makid at the Ribbono Shel'olam. He knows what's best for us. He's the master of everything. He decides what's best for us. And we come along and we say, no, Ribbono Shel'olam, today was a rough day, I think I deserve a bit more seichel. Today, I'm not feeling well, so I want a rafa'inu. What is that? If you believe that the Ribbono Shel'olam does everything the toivah for us, then what are you asking the Ribbono Shel'olam? To change his rotzen for your rotzen? That's what tefillah is? Doesn't make sense. But I want to go further. Tefillah is called avdus. That means it's like an evid to the Ribbono Shel'olam. If we're like an evid, mashakana evid kana rabbi. Wherever the evid owns, the rebbe owns. An evid doesn't get any schar. He belongs to the odin. An odin can tell the evid what to do because he owns him. And yet, when we daven to the Ribbono Shel'olam, we daven to the Ribbono Shel'olam in order to receive something. We want something. We want something that we don't have when we daven to the Ribbono Shel'olam. Superficially, the way we understand tefillah today. If you go through Shemoneh Esrei, you see that every bakosha is a different type of bakosha. Rafa'enu, slach lanu, atochoinen. These are all bakoshas that we want. That's called Kabbalah. Except taking. Avdus is giving. It's not taking. How come tefillah is called avdus? Doesn't make sense. Avdus means I belong to the Eved. I've got to give him whatever. I don't own anything. And yet we call tefillah avdus. And yet we want. We tell the Ribbono Shel'olam give. Panosa, refuah. And then there's a Meridik Akasha from the Mabit. The Mabit asks, in the Beis Elokim, he says, Meridik Akasha, the Moshul Ma'adava Deima. You ask your friend, can you borrow his tape recorder? Well, that's out of style. His iPod. He says, no. You go back to him 3 hours later, can I borrow your iPod? Do me a favor. No. 3 hours later, you go back and you ask him again. And he says, no. And you come back the next morning, you do it again. And he carries on saying no. I presume by the fourth or fifth time, the language that's going to come out of his mouth is not going to be very clean to what he tells his friend to please enough. And yet, we come to the Ribbono Shel'olam, for the most part, 3 times a day. And we ask him the same things. Rufeinu, Atochoinin, Slachlonu, again, 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 6 days a week. And again, we ask him again. And that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. And we don't look at it as if we're getting on the Ribbono Shel Olam's nerves, or if we haven't been answered in the way we wanted to be answered, that don't you get the message? And yet Chazal was masakin 3 times a day, the same tefillah, over and over and over again. Doesn't make sense. First time I can understand, you try. Second time. Third time. Enough. Atochein elodam das. If you see after a week that you haven't got any more seichel than you had last week, okay, enough. He's sending you a message. And that Chazal told us every day, 3 times a day, same tefillah. What does Ribbono Shel Olam want over here? What does Chazal want? What lies behind this avodah that's called tefillah, that's so important? Dvorim ha'imdim beruma shel olam, as Chazal call it. And people are mezalzel. People make cheap of it. And it's yet something which is oimed beruma shel olam. It's one of the highest nekudas in avodas Hashem. And yet the olam is mezalzel. What is so choshev about tefillah? What does tefillah do? As we said last week, that it became part of the Bria. That it's impossible to get anything in the Bria. It's impossible that the Bria should work. Terem Yitzmoch. Everything was ready on the third day of the Bria Hashem, of the Bria. And yet it wouldn't grow past the opening of the ground until there was a man that made tefillah, that said tefillah because he realized he needed rain, and he davened and started growing. That means Ribbono Shel Olam put it into the Bria that nothing works without tefillah. What is so choshev about tefillah that without tefillah we won't get anywhere? And anything that we do have is mikayach tefillah, even though you don't know that it's mikayach tefillah. It could be my Baba's tefillahs, it could be my Zayda's tefillahs, it could be my father's tefillahs, it could be your tefillah that you once davened a year ago. And now the Ribbono Shel Olam is throwing you a hashpah. But nothing, nothing in the Bria happens without tefillah. Part and parcel of the whole Bria is tefillah. What is tefillah? What lies behind tefillah? Chaim, you have a Mesilas Yisharim. So there's two hakdamas in order to understand what tefillah is, and be'etzem, the kashas are not kashas. The kashas don't start. Start with a small hakdama. A person is created in a matzav b'yisod hadavar. He's created in a matzav where he's a makabel. Everything surrounds him. He's egoistic. He wants everything for himself. And if he's matzliach, it's koichi ve'oitzum yodi. It's all my hatzlocha. I have to do it. I want to do it. It's always me. It's always I. And a lot of us go through life without even realizing it, how much we are totally engrossed in this self-growth of themselves. I have to look good. I can be matzliach. I have to do this because without me it's not going to work. And we have these nisyonos day in, day out. And tachlis habriya, the emesis, that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nobody, ein odom nekev etzboi milamato, alein ken machrizim v'yisir lamala. A person doesn't hit his finger on the table unless there's a cruz, unless there's a loudspeaker that goes out in Shemayim, a baskol that says, gives rushus, that you can move your finger and bang it. Ein odom nekev etzboi. Before you move your hand, there's a cruz that goes out. There's a rushus. Once the Ratzon Hashem goes away from giving you anything that you want, you're paralyzed. There has to be a Ratzon from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Anything that moves in your body, there has to be a Ratzon Hashem. Even a Maisa Aveira. The Ribbono Shel Olam is letting you do it. Now's not the time to talk about Bechira, but Bechira is not in the Lamaisa. Bechira is only b'machshav, is only in the rots and what you want. In doing it, it's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam doing it. There is nothing in this world that has a Siba u'masayiv. Siba u'masayiv means a cause that caused it to happen. I plant the seed in the ground, there's no reason anywhere in the world that it should grow. Only because it's Ratzon Hashem. And it doesn't make sense why it should grow. It's Ratzon Hashem. People believe that if the marshal, I go to college, I'm for sure going to become a lawyer. And I'm going to make a lot of money. No such mitzvahs. Doesn't work. In the world of Teva, you believe that if I do A, 2 and 2 makes 4. No. It's got to be a Ratzon Hashem. You can go to college for 6 years. You can throw away 6 years of your life. And you won't get a job. And you won't be a matzliach dikat lawyer. And look what happened to all the guys in the 90s in the high tech. There is no such thing as if I do this and this and this, this will happen. It's Ratzon Hashem. Everything, and this is something which is very, very hard to believe. We all believe it intellectually, but not Lamaisa. Not Lamaisa. There is no such mitzvahs that we take believe by Munar Shalema. Because if we did, in real bitochen, nobody would go out to work. This is the famous story of the Alshich, the Shloh. The Shloh HaKadosh was giving Shia, and they were talking about bitochen, emuna. And the Shloh says, if a person has real bitochen and emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, he can sit in the base of Medrash and he'll have enough panasa. And he started asking backwards and forwards. There was a whole vikuach. What's called emunah? Do you have to make ishtadlus? Do you not have to make ishtadlus? And in the corner under the fire was sitting the balagola. Posh of the yid, a tehillim yid. He hears the Shloh HaKadosh giving the shir, picks himself up, walks out, sells his agola, his horse and wagon. He comes on to his wife and he says to his wife, I don't have to work anymore. I sold my horse and wagon. Ribbono Shel Olam et Shikin Gel. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to send Panosa. I'm sitting in the Beis HaMedrash and I'll say to Tehillim. The Rebbe said in Shia today, if you have real bitochen. Anyway, she versteht sich, went meshuga, what's going to be? And she thought he wasn't serious. But kids, the next day she sees he's talking, he's getting to the Beis HaMedrash, and he's saying to him. So she went running to the Shlach. The Shlach Kodesh told him. Spoke to him, don't worry. Anyway, the story goes weiter that the next day the horse came back with a wagon and he came back into town. And he came back into town with a whole caseload full of Zohar v'Chesiv in the back. What happened? Weiß ich nicht. Pashtus, the horse, probably felt that its balabos left him, or he lost his way, or he doesn't know. He came back to his normal route of coming back to town. Why is the Kesev Azov on it? Who knows? Somebody stole it, and he ran away, and he was left in the middle of the forest, and he found his way back home. So the Talmidim went to the Shlo and asked him, what's Pshat? How come such the Pasha the Yid was Zeicha, that you saw claw Yad Hashem? So the Shlo turned around and said, I'll tell you why. He says, you guys were listening to Shia, and you started arguing with me. And you weren't 100% sure how much ishtadlus you have to do. Should I not? Am I mechuyev to? Is it taka going to happen? Will it happen? Will the Ribbono Shel Olam help me? He said, straight away, your bitachon's not the same. He's a poshta yid, sat in the corner, doesn't know any chochmas. He had a certain pashtus, and the minute he heard that the Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't have to make ishtadlus if you have a real bitachon. He doesn't know any chachmas. Poshta yid, Ishkin Grace of Baal Seichel. Picked himself up, sat down, and started saying to him, the Ribbono Shel Olam's going to send. He said he was taka zeicha. When we talk about understanding that there's no such thing as cause, there's no such thing if I do this and this, this will happen. It's all toli beratzon Hashem. It's a very, very hard to really master it, that it should become part and parcel of your makeup. Tefillah is one thing. Understanding that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the avodah. Ula avdei b'chol levavchem. Eizu avodah shebelev. What's called an avodah which is in the heart? Zu tefillah. Tefillah means I come and stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam not to ask from him, but to understand that without him, I can't get anywhere. When I say the bracha in the morning of Pekeach Ivrim, I open up the eyes of people who are blind. I'm not talking about the blind person. I'm talking about me. That the Ribbono Shel Olam decided that the next morning I can open up my eyes. There are people that can't open up their eyes in the morning. There are people that suddenly wake up and they can't see. And when you say the bracha Pekeach Ivrim, you're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for yourself personally. Pekeach Ivrim, you let my eyes open up. I can see. Without Ratzon Hashem it wouldn't happen. Zekif kufufim, I can stand straight. I don't have back pains. When I realize that it's not pshat a bakosha, I'm not asking. I'm understanding that everything is mikoyach Ribbono Shel Olam. That's an avodah. To be continued.